Hi, I'm Gary Wallach with NPR's Only a Game. FanDuel and DraftKings are under investigation by various state and federal entities, which have called into question the fairness and legality of the way those fantasy sports websites operate. But some states are themselves considering getting into the sports fantasy business as a way to bolster revenues. Bill Littlefield isn't convinced that's a great idea.
Soon you may be able to gamble on fantasy sports without worrying about computer glitches or pesky investigations unless the folks doing the investigating decide to investigate themselves. The state you live in may be about to bet that you'll welcome that opportunity. Fantasy sports gambling began as an innocent diversion. Lots of people still wager money on fantasy sports by creating leagues with their friends. It's good fun, but it requires friends. FanDuel and DraftKings don't require friends. Neither will the version of the game offered by your state government. Any friendless malcontent will be able to get down his dimes and quarters at the corner convenience store with somebody who doesn't know his name and doesn't care to know it. The fantasy sports betting cards will be hanging right behind the clerk, next to the other colorful invitations to squander money earned, inherited, or stolen. This is until the state enables everybody to bet electronically, just as the aforementioned betting juggernauts currently do. DraftKings and FanDuel became big stories because a few months ago their advertising became ubiquitous. It was impossible to remain ignorant of them unless you never watched television and never happened to be on the street when a bus rolled by. The advertising blitz suggested that the companies were trying to squeeze every last dollar out of the largest possible clientele before various state and federal agencies tumbled to the scam and either shut it down, regulated it, or made it their own. In Massachusetts, the director of the lottery, Michael Sweeney, preparing to pursue that third alternative, has said regarding future gaming, "You need to know exactly what it is that is making the secret sauce work." With respect to FanDuel and DraftKings, the brew consists of equal parts desperation and the happy delusion that it's you who'll be able to say with a smile, "I invested $20 and now I have $2 million." From his test kitchen, Mr. Sweeney also noted recently, with a smile one imagines, that daily fantasy players are younger than the aging lottery demographic. Translation, hook 'em early and bleed 'em dry so we don't have to raise the property taxes.
If you'd like to hear more from Only a Game, check out this week's show. We'll have the story of Eddie Egan, boxer, bobsledder, academic, government advisor, and world traveler. And remember, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.